Well, I'm sure it's clear to you today from our readings and even from our opening collect that all is pointing us to the coming of the Lord, the Lord's return, which many times this time of the year, the end of the church year, this getting near Advent, many times our scriptures take us to the second coming. For Amos, it's not a good thing. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? Why would you want something like this? It's not a good thing for Amos. It's a time of judgment for Amos and for most of the Old Testament prophets. For Paul, it's a message of comfort. It's a message of challenge. He says, he's talking to the Thessalonians and the Christians in Thessalonica, and he says, be comforted, be encouraged. Jesus is coming back. In Matthew's gospel, we have the third of a series of four parables. Two are at the end of chapter 24, and two are at the beginning of chapter 25. A series of four parables that Jesus gives to his disciples to explain how and why they should be prepared for his coming. And this is the third. We often refer to it as the parable of the foolish virgins and the wise. It's also called the parable of the closed door. The parable of the closed door. Interesting in the parable before this with the faithful and unfaithful servants, you remember they're put in charge while the master is gone and they do evil things and they commit injustice and their master comes back sooner than what they anticipated. And in this one with the bridegroom and the 10 bridesmaids, the master comes back later than what the 5 foolish bridesmaids anticipated. So in one, he comes back sooner, and in the next, he comes back later. And it seems as though we are unprepared many times for what comes next in our life, despite our ever constant preoccupation with the future. I mean, we try to plan in many ways. We try to plan financially, and we have all sorts of plans and considerations of the future. But many times, we find ourselves unprepared for what comes next. At other times, we're unprepared for things that take longer to happen than anticipated. We may think we have all the time in the world, to perhaps mend relationships, to discontinue bad habits, to start good habits, to take care of our health, achieve an important goal, read some books, our favorite books, develop our relationship with God. We have lots of time. We have all the time in the world. Maybe it's how much time we want to spend with a loved one or someone. And then suddenly they're taken. Suddenly they die. And we think, wow, I can't believe that happened. They were so young. Why did that happen? I hardly got to know them. I hardly got to spend time with them. Maybe it's how much time we spend with our children. You know, all of a sudden, and many of you will know this, all of a sudden, it's bam, and their room is empty, right? They're gone. College, or off somewhere, the service, their adult life, and you think, wow, where did that go? What happened? The parable of the closed door, it wasn't the quickness of his return or the passage of time, but with the five foolish virgins, it was the fact that they were not ready. It was the delay. They were not ready for the long haul. Why? Were they procrastinators? You know, psychologists tell us that probably 25% of the human population are procrastinators. We put things off. 25%. And there are various reasons for this. One is perfectionism. We feel like we can't do something unless we can do it perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. Sometimes it's distraction. We get caught up with other things, unable to focus. It could be fear that causes our procrastination. Afraid of conflict, afraid of addressing the situation, afraid of failure, how we may look. It could be a lack of accountability. There's no one there telling us, pushing us on, saying, you got to do this. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. It just seems like too much. And we're frozen. We can't do anything because we're overwhelmed. And you know, there are actually people that find it more exciting to procrastinate. It's like, I'm going to run this gas tank down to the last drop, right? Because it's going to be really exciting. And so if I procrastinate and wait and just see what happens, they just find it more thrilling. Well, procrastination has a short-term benefit and a long-term cost. And most of the time, they say it makes matters worse. For whatever reason, they thought they had all the time in the world to get that oil. Not a problem. And so this week, I'd like to look at this idea of readiness and answer the question, why be ready? Next week, maybe dig in a little deeper and actually find out what is readiness. What is it? What's it mean to be ready? But why do we have to be ready? First and foremost, why be ready? And this is unpopular, I'm sure, in our world today, and maybe with some of you, something that is hard to hear, but why be ready? It's called the parable of the closed door. And so that means that the door shuts. There is a time, there is a moment in this parable and in many parables of Jesus when the door is closed. And their problem was not that they couldn't find oil, because from what I've read, in those days, it was pretty easy to go down the street. People were selling oil. They were using it for many reasons. Get a flask of oil, you know, cooking and lighting, and it was, you know, it was certainly available. That wasn't their problem. Their problem was the door got slammed shut in their face and locked. And they didn't expect that. And it seems unkind. We want to say, oh, gee, they made a mistake. Can't you cut them a break? Can't you give them a second chance? The door is closed. And it's everywhere in Scripture. And I know people say, well, what about in those deepest, darkest Africa? What about people who are out there and they never heard, they never had a chance? What's going to happen to them? And to that I say, I don't know. I really don't. I believe in God's justice and His mercy are perfectly balanced. But the thing is, you're not in deepest, darkest Africa, are you? You're here today. And you hear. Why be ready? Because the door will close. It will close. Why be ready? The second reason is because of certainty. Certainty Now, there's a lot of discussion about the end times, a lot of discussion about when Jesus is going to come back and how's it going to happen. Will there be a secret thing called a rapture and then another coming or just one coming, and how's this all going to work out? And then you have all the people trying to predict times and places, and all of that is really of no significance. But here's what we know. It will happen. We are certain of it. The writers of the New Testament are certain. Jesus mentions it. He mentions it to unbelievers. You remember him speaking with Simon. You remember the high priest, and right before he was crucified, and he said to Caiaphas, he said, "You're not going to see me again. The next time you see me, I'll be coming in the clouds. I'll be coming in the air." So he told the unbelievers, and he also told his disciples. In Matthew 24, just the section of Scripture that we find these parables, they say, what is the sign of the end of the age? What's going to happen? And he doesn't give them a time or a date, but they're certain. He says, you will see me coming with a shout of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, with the cry of God. You'll see it. It's coming. Paul says the same thing to the Thessalonians. There'll be a cry, there'll be a shout, there'll be a trumpet, and we have details of it. It's not really, you know, it's certain and it is detailed. This cry reminds us of Jesus going into the cemetery and saying, Lazarus, come out! And Lazarus walks out of the tomb. And that's what's going to happen. It's an event that will happen, and it's very public, and it's very detailed. There'll be a cry, and the dead in Christ will rise up. The archangel, there will be the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. Revelation gives us more detail. And the point for us to understand today, why be ready? Because it is for certain that it's going to happen. For certain. The third thing about why be ready is that it's a surprise. It's a shock. By everything that we read, it seems like everybody's caught off guard. It's a surprise. I thought I had more time. Where did the time go? Right? We say that all the time. I thought I had more time. What happened? Where did it go? It's a surprise. There's a sense of urgency. Don't let the time get away from you. Be ready, because it's readiness that matters. It's readiness. You see, they were all asleep. Nobody is condemning the fact that they were asleep. They were waiting for the bridegroom. They were asleep. They're human beings. Human beings get tired. No big deal. Nobody's saying anything about that. The problem is readiness. Five were not ready. And finally, let's say, why be ready? Because it's a great comfort. The fact that Jesus is coming back is a comfort to his people. Paul says it to the Thessalonians. They're in deep grief. For some reason, people are dying unexpectedly. We don't know why, but they are unexpectedly dying. They're in grief and pain and trials and disappointment. And Paul says, you know what? Everybody has that. That's part of the human existence. We all face death. We all lose loved ones. We all have pain. We all have trials. But he says, do you know what? As a Christian, you're going to have grief and sorrow, but it is not like what other people have. You have hope. Why? Because Jesus is coming back. In John 14, when they're gathered in that upper room, the disciples are sad. They are in grief. They are distraught. Jesus just told them he's leaving. They hit bottom. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you, so that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is returning. You know, all week, for some reason, wherever I go this week, the stores are running errands. I don't know why, but many people I've just heard it time and again. Man, can you believe the holidays are here? I mean, what is this? Wow. I mean, like, we're almost a week from Thanksgiving, right? I mean, it's like, wow, Christmas. I can't believe it's, where'd the time go? I can't believe it's here. Don't let time get away from you.